I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andrew Ivins had an opportunity to watch a lot of kids that were already good last week. He went to the opening out in Dallas, not in Oregon. I know they changed that a little bit, but was out in Dallas. Great city to be in any time of year. And Andrew went and watched. And as I said before, we had a lot of talent from South Florida, a couple of UM guys, and he had the pulse right there. Andrew joins us now. Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate you checking in. And I know that you had a good time, probably a better time in Dallas than you would maybe in Oregon.
Well, the flight wasn't as long, and that's the big thing for me. I'm not a big guy on the plane, so right. I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of it being in Dallas.
What a great opportunity for these kids. I know these little showcases like this have been great forever, because what it does is pits the very best against the very best. And, you know, there's no hiding in these things. Yeah, if you're good, you're going to be, you know, you have to go against the best. Talk about that, because I know you've been out there a couple times already at this event, and there's studs all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4 days of 166 of the top kids in the country kind of coming out competing. You know, I think a lot of kids train all year for this. I mean, obviously they want to win state titles and win games with their high schools, but everyone knows that the all eyes are going to be on them when they get out here, when they get out there. So it's real competitive, and it's just a lot of fun to see these kids in that type of setting, you know, hanging out and going. Every rep is, you know, a four-star going against a four-star. So it's pretty cool to see.
I know that you're there usually for that purpose of seeing the Miami kids or kids from, you know, this area. How'd they do? I mean, because they always do well. I mean, we don't have to talk about Tyreek Stevenson being as good as anybody in the nation, because we know he is. Talk about those performances. I mean, you had been kind of like, you know, impressed with how our guys stand up against the rest.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest thing that stood out to me is, you know, we're known for producing defensive backs down here in South Florida in the Tri-County area.
Right.
And over the course of 2 days, I mean, it was South Florida DB after South Florida DB just making plays in the secondary, picking off passes and stuff like that. I mean, you got Jordan Battle from St. Thomas Aquinas. He had a great 2 days in tournament. Tyreek Stevenson, like you said, Jaden Davis. I mean, he didn't have a specific stat or anything like that, but it was just cool to see – all these defensive backs actually perform at that high of a level.
And Battle, we watched pretty much save St. Thomas last year in quite a few games. Bosco game with his pick late. I think he was way under the radar than Ohio State. He committed to Ohio State. He's a talented kid. I mean, he's long. He's quick. Talk about it. I mean, you did say that he did well, but well, I mean, I saw him in a couple of the one-on-ones against guys who are five-star receivers, and he more than held his own.
And he did. He played free safety over the top, and I think he had two interceptions. One of them came at a key time. I think he picked off Bo Nix, the Auburn quarterback commit. But you know, he's a 4.5 kid in that 40-yard dash. He's got a huge. I mean, his dad's really big. I think he's a guy, like you said, we initially didn't have that high in the rankings, but I think he's only going to someone that's going to make plays at the next level. And I believe Ohio State is thinking about giving him a chance to even maybe line up a cornerback. I mean, everyone wants those 6'1 corners.
Yeah.
So we got to see a little bit of him in man coverage, and he held his own.
Yeah, no doubt, because of his athleticism and him being long, and he's got great anticipation, and he's got great ball skills. So, I mean, obviously, what about some of the other kids? You know, I know that all the University of Miami fans are sitting near their radios right now listening. How are some of the Canes doing? Were there any UM guys out there that stole the show, or at least look good?
So there was two Miami commits out there. Jeremiah Payton, their top 100 receiver out of Jacksonville, he was there, and Keontre Smith, the safety out of Hollywood Chaminade Madonna. Both those guys made plays. Payton's tournament was cut a little short. He twisted his ankle, but I had a few of my colleagues at 24/7 Sports. They told me they thought the kid was a stud.
Nice.
Just what we saw out of him in little time. And he's an explosive guy, a basketball-type player. So it was good to kind of gauge him, you know, against these other elite receivers. I mean, we see these kids all the time. And, you know, when you see him in a camp, I mean, you're like, this guy's a stud. But is he going to be a stud next to, you know, the other top 10 receivers in the country? So he didn't look out of place. And Keiontre, he played a lot of man coverage out of that safety spot. And I thought he was good. And then Kenny McIntosh, the running back out of Fort Lauderdale University School. I know he's not committed to Miami. Obviously, his brother went to Miami, and he's a top target for them. But I thought he had as good of a Tuesday as anyone at the tournament. I mean, he had a 25-yard rushing touchdown in a 7-on-7 tournament, which is absolutely nuts. I mean, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
And he caught, I think, three passes in the final, which helped this team advance. So I thought he might not have the testing numbers out there, but I thought he showed that he can make people miss some space, and that was key.
Nice. Andrew Ivins joining us, 247 Sports, Inside the Canes. He does it all. He's everywhere. And, you know, you talk about the sudden domination of Miami as a wide receiver place. I mean, look at their class that they just brought in. You talk about a kid that they're going to have next year. But, I mean, because last year at this time, everybody was saying, well, I hope Richards is okay because, well, our whole season, if he and Berrios. But now you have Hightower did awesome in the spring. I mean, you have Cager, who's still, you know, very much in the mix. This receiving corps seems like it's going to be probably a strong point for this team.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think it starts with Ron Dugans, the receivers coach. He's a guy who kind of gets it. You know, he does a little things unorthodox in terms of recruiting. I mean, he's not going to go out and offer every kid in South Florida. If we all remember back to Mike Harley, the receiver out of St. Thomas Aquinas, Miami offered him pretty late,
flipped
him from West Virginia. So I think he does a great job. And you're right, he's building an elite room. I mean, there's talent across the board. And I think a lot of kids want to play for him, and I think a lot of kids want to play for Mark Richt. And, you know, I know when they bring kids in, they talk about how much they actually throw the ball. And I think that's what really helps them. I mean, they argue, hey, you go to these SEC schools, they run the ball all day. Here at Miami, we throw it around X amount of times, and I think kids are buying into that.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you could see it. It's really been building, and they're getting top kids because no matter what, and I had a chance to watch Hightower, and I thought he was just a freak. I mean, he caught everything, and I said, wow. And then, by the way, you have Richards, too. I mean, you know, I'm thinking to myself, that's good, and plus a much improved running game. We'll see. I mean, the offensive line, you know, that has to come around. If it comes around, then Miami's in really good shape from that standpoint. Any of the other thing? Now, you got some things coming up. You have Paradise Camp, which will be at the end of this month, which is great. And I know that every time I read, I mean, because everything's going to be on the same weekend, Florida State. But every time I read, there's studs coming. I mean, this guy's coming and this guy. Who have, just to get the people anxious about it, I mean, I know that you've been in your notes. I read a lot of your notes of the kids that are saying that they're coming out to that Paradise Camp. Who are some of the guys that that you know of for sure that the fans are going to want to see?
I mean, we're still about 3 weeks out, so it's kind of hard to get a little RSVP. And I mean, a guy like Keon Zipper, the top 247 tight end out of Lakeland, he's a top Miami target. The Hurricanes are expecting him to come out. John Dunmore, the receiver from Hollywood Chaminade Madonna Prep, just committed to Penn State.
Right.
He says there's a chance he'll be out there. And what's funny is I think his recruitment reminds me a ton of Mike Harley at this stage. I mean, Mike Harley's the same thing, committed to West Virginia, went to Paradise Camp, eventually flipped to the Canes. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of guys, Lloyd Summerall, defensive end out of Auburndale.
Yes.
Chris Vogel, I think he wants to be there, but I know Cardinal Gibbons is going on a camp somewhere. So, it's good, and you talk about it. I mean, you said it yourself. This weekend, or that upcoming weekend, that weekend of the 28th. I mean, it's we've never been in the situation before where there's dead period, and everyone's
Boom.
Trying to get kids on campus. So I think Miami's done a good job because they've marketed this camp, and we're hitting year three of Paradise Camp, and I think a lot of kids want to be there.
Yeah, and it's and you got to sell. Now you really – I mean, before you could say, well, you know what, we're having it this week, FSU's is that week. But now they're right in the same – you know, and I saw even FIU has something that day as well. So, I mean, it's – but that's the way it is. I mean, you take this away for 3 weeks like they have, and then all of a sudden when they allow you to get out, these kids are running. And then the next week they start – I think the, on the Monday they start summer practice.
Right, and the recruiting calendar goes dead again. I mean, there's no business after that. So it's pretty unparalleled. And that's why I think it was really important for Miami. I know last month they did that Miami Nights event where they got all their top targets on campus for dinner. And, you know, they've done a real good job of figuring out when and where to bring kids in. And I think that was a great event. I think that was smart.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much. As always, go get your CrossFit class together. Yeah. And thanks a lot, and we'll hook up with you often. You know that. You got the first class information.
All right. Thank you, Blue.
Anytime, buddy. Andrew Ivins, you know what? We are a Hurricane station, and nobody right there brings better recruiting and information news. I mean, he's at every event possible.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.